This time of year, biologists are doing some spring cleaning of their own at an old chemical depot in Oregon. They're helping burrowing owls get their homes ready for the season. NWPB's senior environmental correspondent Courtney Flatt tagged along.
The decommissioned Umatilla Chemical Depot is home to deer, songbirds, and North America's largest population of burrowing owls. And these owls can be persnickety about their underground burrows. They decorate inside and out.
It's placed very precisely, apparently.
Yeah. And they'll take things like corn cob, beetles, their significant other to be. They'll see that stuff and go, wow, that is fancy. I mean, that's like the equivalency of a fountain in your front yard.
That's Lindsay Keono, an ecologist with the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. She's talking with John Bloom with the Oregon National Guard and Oregon Military Department. With the team's help, the burrowing owl population has soared. In 2008, the owls had fallen to only 4 nesting pairs on the entire site. Last year, teams counted nearly 82 pairs of breeding owls and 550 fledglings.
Banner year for sure.
Burrowing owls aren't that big. You could hold them in both your hands. They've got large yellow eyes and brown and white feathers.
Every year, we capture every adult owl that nests on the depot, and then we also capture all of the fledglings and put bands on them so that we can track where they go from year to year.
Even with that success, there's a problem for these birds. Usually, they build their burrows out of old badger homes, and the area is lacking in badgers. No badgers, no homes for owls. So the team placed a network of artificial burrows all over the site. They're all completely buried underground. There are now 180 fake burrows on the depot.
So the burrow chambers themselves are made out of treetop apple juice barrels.
Early on, they tried different colors of treetop barrels. Even underground, the owls hated the white barrels.
And when you look in the burrow chamber, it's way too bright. It just seems wrong for the owls. It should be dark in there.
They get a little sus.
So now they use darker blue barrels. And sometimes the fake burrows still need a little help.
So during the winter, they get all filled up with sand that blows in, and the tunnel will get clogged up, and they won't even be able to access the burrow chamber.
And then word spreads at this location. We have slum landlords.
Feels like it's a little clogged with dirt, so.
To clean out the sand, Keono pokes a long homemade plunger into the black tubes that serve as tunnels. The tops of the tunnel entrances are covered with large rocks. The plunger pushes sand and debris into the owls' main caverns, kind of like their living rooms.
Okay, so that's cleaned out, ready to go for the season.
The pair cleans up and digs weeds off the birds' front porches by the tunnel entrances.
They sort of do a little weeding and rough up the surface so it looks like a badger has just dug it so they can kind of recognize that there's a burrow here.
The team has around 10,000 acres to cover. Keono has each burrow marked on a GPS map. She spends a lot of time helping these birds.
They can't help but really care about them.
And there's still so much to learn about burrowing owls. Because this population is so relatively large, researchers have ample opportunities to ask and answer those questions.
What do they like? What do they didn't like? Does it matter? Not matter? They're interesting creatures.
And they say the research is just getting started. I'm Courtney Flatt at the Umatilla Chemical Depot.